Representative O'Neill.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Would you please? Yes. You're short here.
Yes. Just curious.
Madam Chair and members, so this would be to the Senate side on R3, amending line 3.13. And after costs, insert comma, accessibility, and implications. And so it would read, number four would read, address financial costs, accessibility, and implications to defendants and victims. And then delete lines 3.14 and 3.15.
That sounds good.
You want to move that?
I'll move that amendment.
All right. And just since Senator Rosen just walked in, would you mind just recapping it briefly? We have a solution.
Okay.
Representative O'Neill, would you mind recapping the? Yep. Oh, sorry, Ms. Pierce.
Madam Chair, Senator Rosen, the change we made was on R3. On the Senate side, line 3.13. Clause 4 will now read, address financial costs, accessibility, and implications to the defendant and victims, and delete lines 3.14 to 3.15.
And Representative O'Neill has made that motion. Any discussion? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of Senator O'Neill's Representative O'Neill's motion? Sorry. please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson. All right. The repealer. Representative Johnson?
I move we do the repealer. This is getting rid of old language. One of the repealers is radio, limiting it to electronic monitoring device to radio frequency devices, and there's radio frequency involved with the system used in Ramsey County, but obviously we don't want that kind of, with the technology changing now, we don't want that defined in law, because references, I think, are appropriate. So I think the repealers make sense.
So you're saying, Representative Hillstrom.
In consulting with staff, because it's going to be a pilot project, we may have to keep the DOC's authority so we can do the repealer, but we may have to delete off the section of the repealer that takes away the authority of DOC, because we want them to continue to have authority.
Great staff minds think alike. So.
It's beneficial sitting there.
Representative Hillstrom, would you like to make that motion?
Yes, and I'll refer to Ms. Pierce.
Okay. Are we even on?
Ms. Pierce, yes.
Madam Chair and members, so we would be adopting on R3, the House side, Section 3. On 3.21, delete semicolon and 611A.07, subdivision 1, R, and insert is. So it will read Minnesota Statutes 2012, Section 609.02, subdivision 14 is repealed.
All right. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And then just a final question.
Yes, Senator Goodman.
Thank you. Now, the House has the effective date, but we don't, so ours would be August 1st. They have the day following final enactment, so... which way are we going to do it? That's my only question.
Mr. Backus?
Madam Chair, I don't know that it really matters that much. I don't think the definition is used, but there's no harm in doing it immediately, I would think.
Okay. And I think we want to do it immediately to make sure that the victims in Ramsey County can continue to be protected through GPS. So I think that may be really important for five or five victims right now who are feeling safer.
Okay, so that is, that stays, right? So you don't need a motion to address that. All right. All right. Okay, any other considerations with the bill?
Did we need a motion on the effective date?
We can.
It's not in both bills?
Representative Johnson.
I'd like to move the effective date as following enactment.
Any discussion?
3.23.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
See, this is I thought we had, but I just wanted to clarify. Could they move?
Oh, I think we better. Well, I think with the amendment I did it, but we'll ask.
Senator Goodwin.
On R3, in the Senate side, 3.29 to 3.31, do we have to make a specific motion to eliminate that? Because, well, that's a retroactive date.
That's where we want. Yeah, because we need that for Ramsey.
We need that for Ramsey County.
Oh.
So we want to adopt that then, not.
Well, we have that.
We have that.
We
okay.
have that was in your motion.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah,
okay, thanks.
All right. Any other?
Then.
Sorry for.
Okay, I get it.
It's different sections. All right. Any other discussion at this point before we move on? Okay. Then let's see. Ben, so would someone like to move to pass the bill as amended?
I'll move it, gladly.
All right. Representative Carlson moves that Senate Johnson.
I get multiple votes this way, by the way.
That's good.
Moves that Senate File 2736 is amended be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. All right. Let's see. Then, Council will get together and make the revisions and technical revisions as needed to reflect what we have agreed upon here. And we will get together. We will pass it around and get everybody to sign.